AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Police and federal agents redouble their effort to find a prison escapee in the woods of northern New York. Franklin County Sheriff Kevin Mulverhill says he believes David Sweat will make a mistake, just like his fellow escapee Richard Matt did before he was shot dead in a confrontation with federal agents.
It's going to be a person that's going to call in, a civilian calls in and says, hey, you know, this is missing or that's missing, or I just saw somebody. It's going to be that same type of break that's going to catch Mr. Sweat as well.
The pair of convicted killers broke out of prison more than 3 weeks ago. A 17-year-old boy is the sixth shark attack victim this month along the North Carolina coast. Shark expert Beth Fearshaw with the Virginia Aquarium tells WVEC-TV that the recent increase in attacks doesn't mean that shark behavior has changed.
It's not necessarily that they're coming in closer to shore or they're doing anything differently. We are more at the shore.
The teen is being treated at a Virginia hospital. Funerals were held yesterday for three of the nine Emmanuel AME Church shooting victims. Reverend Jesse Jackson spoke at services for Susie Jackson and her nephew, Tywanza Sanders, linking their deaths to other historic tragedies.
Dr. King left in this way. The four girls in Birmingham left this way. But God reserved for them a special place because their blood has healing. But tonight we're in a war for the soul of America.
Today, DePayne Middleton Doctor's funeral will be held at the historic Black Church. The U.S. and its partners have 2 days to hammer out a final deal with Iran over Iran's nuclear program. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says there's still a chance.
It's a matter of political will. The reasons for having this agreement done are still there, probably now more than ever.
Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting again with Iraq's foreign minister. This is AP Radio News. Three U.S. senators on a trip to Cuba as work continues on reestablishing diplomatic ties.
The group is led by Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy.
I see a new and a very positive change in Cuba. Obviously, we'll still have differences.
Maryland Senator Ben Cardin says those differences need to be addressed.
It's critically important for Cuba to recognize that it is out of step today with international human rights issues.
Senator Leahy says he looks forward to the United States being able to have a real embassy in Cuba more than five decades after ties were broken off. I'm Ed Donahue.
A decision could come today on whether the European Central Bank will increase the emergency cash Greek banks can draw on from their country's central bank. Thousands of worried Greeks are taking cash out of ATM machines after the prime minister called for a referendum on another bailout plan, the plan that the government opposes. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.